Hello?
Hi, this is Rudy. Hi, this is Rudy from Opinion Research. We are a research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded, okay? We are not attempting to sell anything, nor will your participation result in any calls in the future to sell you anything. Thank you. We appreciate your help with the survey. Is this Ermelinda Lozoya?
Yes.
Okay, Ermelinda, we have the ability to complete this interview in English or in Spanish. Would you rather complete the survey in English or Spanish?
It doesn't matter. I'm bilingual.
All right, before we begin, please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely.
Yes.
Okay, good. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Good. Now, just to ensure, we have a representative sample. First, in what year were you born?
63.
What year? 63, okay. Thank you for that information.
1963.
Okay. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage?
My what?
What is your heritage? What is your ethnicity?
Well, my dad's last name was Dorset.
No, ma'am. Are you Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native?
I'm Mexican American.
If you're Hispanic or Latino. And what is the last grade that you completed in school, ma'am?
A 12th grade.
Okay. And thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as a president?
No, hombre, no sirve. Kick him out. Ya está viejito.
Okay. You disapprove. Do you somewhat disapprove or you strongly disapprove?
No. He's not doing his job. He has to get out of there.
All right. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
For Trumpita.
No, señora. The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Yo no sé con qué está Trump.
Okay, so usted votaría por Trump, me dice.
Sí.
Okay, permítame un momento. Now, I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me, first, whether you've heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable, if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much, just tell me and we'll move on to the next one, okay? For example, Vicente Gonzalez. How do you feel about Vicente Gonzalez? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you don't have no opinion?
No sé ni quién es.
Okay. How about Donald Trump? How do you feel about Donald Trump?
Ese sí.
Okay. Very favorable, somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
How about Maida Flores?
Never heard of her.
Never heard of her. Okay. How about Joe Biden?
Hombre, ese ya no. Ya. Nada. Against
okay.
It, nada.
How about Kamala Harris?
No. ¿Quién es esa? ¿No es la vice presidenta?
Kamala Harris, yes.
No, tampoco para abajo.
Okay. Thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested, and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
No, más para el president. Los Congresos tampoco
no
se sugieren.
No me está entendiendo la pregunta. La pregunta dice, ¿qué tan interesado usted está en las elecciones de noviembre?